music. Great part of our lives. And we like all kinds of music here on the Good Day program because all of you have different tastes in music. There's philosophical music. There is just fun music. Music that represents a certain thing, a memory perhaps in your life. Like the first time you ever went to a summer park and rode the roller coaster. Crank it up, Michael. I love that line. There is a story today you have perhaps heard, maybe you haven't heard, what's going on. There was a video, I think we posted this video yesterday, this brand new roller coaster in Japan, the steepest one in the whole world. If you have not seen this video, you might want to check it out at DougStefan.com. It was taken on one of the first rides from the front car. You will have an upset stomach. You're going
just
to need.
Just looking at it.
Right. You're going to need Natron's Healthy Trinity after you get done watching this thing. You will get a feel for the twists and the turns. So you might want to check it out. I was looking at some of the stills. I don't have a stomach for this. I don't either.
I never have. I was always a dorky kid that couldn't go on roller coasters.
So the screams that have. The screams. This is the Highland Amusement Park in Japan. It's called the Takabisha Coaster, which means dominant. If you translate that into Japanese or from Japanese, it means dominant.
Mm-hmm.
121 degree free fall. The one previously that was the champagne was the British Flamingoland Mumbo Jumbo ride, drops 112 degrees. France has a drop at Le Timbert, 113 degree plunge. But again, if you look at the video of the demonstration ride, you will see how this thing, in terms of your face and what, if you're going down one of these things, and your face, you know, I mean, you just go.
Your face flies back.
Right, exactly. The G-force is what jet fighter pilots experience. You know the, what do they call it, the vomit comet?
Yes.
That, I was invited to go take a ride in the Vomit Comet, and I declined.
Did you? But you would do a spaceship.
Yeah, I'd do a spaceship. And that's how they teach the astronauts, by the way, how it feels going in and out of weightlessness. And by the way, the movie Apollo 13, Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, who was the third?
Pullman?
Pullman, I think, yeah. They shot the scenes inside the capsule, which had been placed inside the Vomit Comet.
Ugh.
So they would go up and they 14, I remember Tom Hanks, I did an interview, I read the interview, 14 hours the day that they shot the interior scenes, and they were throwing up all over the place.
Disgusting.
They go up to 49,000 feet, and then they take a crash dive down about 34,000 feet. You can do that in a couple minutes, 3-4 minutes, and they had to shoot while the plane was on its way down. So you had that weightlessness feeling. And George Abbey was the guy's name who ran the Kennedy Space, the Johnson Space Center in Houston. And he and I became friends because of my connection to Jay Honeycutt, who ran the shuttle at Cape Kennedy. And I remember him going through the stuff with me. Yeah, come on. And he was a very quiet, wonderful, gentle old man. Had a great sense of humor. And so he thought he was going to con me into going into the vomit. He said, come on, let's take a ride in this plane. He's going to put me in the Air Force. It's a 707, and that's what they use it for. The astronauts go up in it, and then they dive bomb it. And that's how you get used to what it feels like. But if you go on one of these roller coasters, you feel the same thing. Imagine
stronger
this.
Stronger stomach than me. Ugh.
141 feet at 62 miles an hour. Takes 112 seconds to cover the coaster's 3,281 feet of track. The world's wildest roller coaster ride, says one reviewer. If you dare climb on board, you'll hurtle through a maze of crazy twists and turns that will not only cause you to lose your lunch.
You'll hurtle, but you'll also hurl.
Right. You need a good head for heights and a strong stomach. God bless us, I wouldn't give you a nickel for this. Can you imagine those who are white-knuckle riders on an airplane getting onto one of these things?
Forget it.
Huh?
Forget it.
Scary experience. So if you like that sort of thing, we have it for you. A video.
Yeah. Do you want to feel sick?
Yeah,
come to DougStefan.com.
All right, the television report later on, Jennifer is going to point you to our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has posted some strategies for you saving money at the grocery store because the Queen of Cheap is not here to do her work this week. Roberta down in Florida at the Harry Potter thing, which is a week-long experience for those who are big fans of Harry Potter. So she's not here. We do have a lot of great things in the Queen of Cheap, but because Phil saw the need, knowing Roberta wasn't around, he says, okay, put this up, save money at the grocery store. Our poll today sort of focuses on that, Jen. How often do you use coupons when you go to the store?
Grocery shopping.
You use them all the time. What sort of thing do you use? What kind of coupons do you use?
I'm a coupon clipper in the Sunday paper, so I try to stay away from the junk food stuff, but every once in a while they'll have stuff for fruits or bottled waters or cereal or something like that.
Oh. All right, so here's the question. We'll post this at Facebook as well. How often do you use coupons? A, I never go shopping without them.
Mm-hmm.
B, I use coupons about half the time. C, I cut out the coupons but usually forget to bring them. That's really...
I used to be that girl.
D, I hardly ever use coupons. And E, I never use them. I'd probably do D. Once in a great while, I use them, but not...
I even have an organizer.
Do you?
I have a coupon organizer, yes.
Oh.
Cat food, that's another good one. You can save money with that.
Yeah. Cat food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a cat.
I do.
It's important.
Weird.
Yeah, it is. Yesterday's poll, how often do you meditate? Better Living section had the Dr. J. Kumar article on meditation and music. Do you meditate?
I realize I mediate more than I meditate.
As 51% of those who responded at DougStefan.com said, I never meditate. Who has time for that? You have time for it. You really do. Mm-hmm. You can meditate.
But right before you go to bed.
Zoom.
But it's not meditating we think of that. We think of the guy sitting on the floor, doing
Hare
Krishna. Meditating is really just sending yourself somewhere else
That's
in your
all.
Head.
Right.
I meditated during my dental surgery. I was in Mexico. I was in Cabo.
Have a glass of sangria. It's the same thing. So 26% of you said you rarely meditate. 14% of you said you do at least once every day. 5% of you said you did a couple of times a week. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? All right, so we have, actually Jay's later on today. We have Jennifer getting into the X Factor later on in this hour. And Nancy Grace, I want to spend some time talking about her.
Plus Glee and baseball news in the TV report.
Glee and baseball news, all right?
Yes.
Big time stuff on the big time morning radio program, which can be heard all around the clock at DougStefan.com. Here's a health question. Sort of a health question. It's in general. We're talking about stomachs and stuff. I made reference to what your stomach feels like after you go on one of these roller coaster rides. Mm-hmm. If your stomach feels like that all the time and nothing relieves your problem in your stomach, why not try something that I will guarantee you will settle down your stomach? It'll balance your digestive system. Recommendation is to use Natron's Healthy Trinity. Natron's Healthy Trinity is a brilliant probiotic. Healthy Trinity. Natron's Healthy Trinity. Got stomach irritation from whatever the reason. What you want is to turn things around with Natron's Healthy Trinity. Serious probiotics. And if you're really interested in getting in on the right side of things, try this. The Good Day Health Healthy Trinity Challenge. 90-day challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthy tummy within 90 days after you get started with their program, Natron gives you your money back. No questions asked. Just mention Good Day Health for a free 14-day supply when you call in your order at 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9, N-A-T-R-E-N. If you're really slow, I'll help you out. It's 888-962-8736, or look them up online at natron.com.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Think your cat has a dual personality? Is your cat sometimes cute and cuddly and other times madly mischievous? Show us the two sides of your cat's personality for the chance to make them a star. Arm & Hammer Double Duty Clumping Cat Litter destroys the two types of litter box odors and is highlighting its dual benefits by asking cat owners to share the dual sides of their cat's personalities. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
I love my cat, Wayne Sanchez, but I laugh at how one minute he's cuddling in my lap and the next gnawing on my fingers. The makers of Arm & Hammer are commemorating cats with a photo contest for a chance to win a $1,000 donation to your favorite pet charity and a chance to feature your cat in an upcoming Arm & Hammer ad. Share two photos of your cat with captions that describe the two sides of their personality.
For more information and to enter, visit DoubleTakeContest.com. Entries will be accepted from now through August 22nd.
We have sound coming up from America's Got Talent last night. Plus, is there an answer to the question, can Oprah save her own network? Get it, Jennifer?
Yes, her own network.
She's
so clever.
I'm trying to be as clever as I can be. And that's trying in and of itself sometimes. Doug and Jennifer, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, construction fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Catholic woman that doesn't take birth control pills. Starting with Roberta, who's a fallen Catholic. Jennifer.
I'm a Methodist now. We're fallen Catholics.
You fell into Methodist. Jennifer, you take birth control pills, right?
Not anymore. I used to.
Really? What do you use for birth control?
Not having a boyfriend.
Where am I? Did you just ask that on the nationally syndicated radio show?
Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
This is from the Broadway show Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Cast there on America's Got Talent last night. Listen, this is actually pretty good, Jen. So what do you know about this show, by the way?
America's Got Talent?
No, Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Oh, Priscilla Queen. I don't know anything.
Michael sounded like he knew something about it. Michael, what do you know about the Broadway show Priscilla Queen of the Desert?
It was my high school English teacher's favorite movie.
Really?
Oh, hey.
Why? What's the story? I don't even know the story.
I couldn't tell you.
Ah, no.
I think it was about Priscilla, who was the Queen of the
Queen
Desert.
Queen of the Jungle. Yeah, Queen of the Desert. Right, exactly. All right, but this is a nice, happy, upbeat tune. We're cranking up, Mike.
This is an old 90s song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Probably on my iPod somewhere.
Well, that would have been about right.
I think it was C.C.P. Peniston or something that sang the song.
Anybody know anything about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? 800-510-8255. If Roberta weren't being irresponsible and off having fun in Orlando with a Harry Potter, she'd know all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. She goes to every Broadway opening there is. All right, also, on America's Got Talent last night, Avril Lavigne performed sort of a mashup of her hits.
Okay.
Smile and What the Hell. What the Hell.
What the Hell.
What the Hell. She a teen heartthrob, would you say?
Yeah, kind of a poppy girl.
Is she? She take over for Britney Spears in that department?
She was a little more rough-edged, and she came up about the same time as Britney.
How is she?
She might be a little bit younger.
Rougher than Britney?
Definitely rougher. She tried to be rougher anyway.
Really? That Britney was pretty rough.
Well, she didn't try to get into as much trouble, but she's kind of had the skater image, dark eye makeup.
Got it.
Cool.
All right, so last night on America's Got Talent, the judges were working over their decision on which two acts would make it through the elimination round. Let's sort of listen into their discussion.
Welcome back to America's Got Talent, the results. We have the Miami All-Stars and the Fiddleheads. They came fourth and fifth in the audience vote. And now the judges will decide who goes through to the semifinals.
So nervous.
One dream was stay alive, and one is about to end. Good luck to the both of you. Judges, the decision is yours. Sharon, we're going to start with you. Who do you want to put through to the next round?
Okay, guys. All
Hurry
right.
Up.
Two very, very different acts. Miami All-Stars, 24 spectacular dancers. Your synchronicity is brilliant.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Stay
Bring
too long, yeah.
Energy to this show. Fiddleheads. Initially, I loved your uniqueness. You were very pure as a group. I love the combination. The singer you have. I'm sorry, I don't know your first name.
Adam.
You have a very good voice. You really do.
All right. This takes too long. All right, come on. Get to it. All right, exactly. Snore time.
Newsfest here.
Boring. Have people liked this show? We'll tell you who actually won or made it through in a few minutes. 28 after.
We'll make Michael listen.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, police forces are preparing to use handheld facial recognition devices starting as early as September. The device is attached to an iPhone and would allow officers to snap a picture then immediately match someone's face to their record. The technology could become as commonplace as taking fingerprints. In other news, Microsoft announced plans to expand its retail stores to 75 new locations within the next 3 years. Retail stores have been a key component of Apple's success, and Microsoft is undoubtedly making up for abandoning its store strategy a decade ago. Microsoft currently has 11 retail stores, all located in the United States. And finally, the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon.com will release its own tablet PC before October. The tablet will have a 9-inch screen and act primarily as a multimedia device. Amazon's success with the Kindle could make its tablet a dark horse competitor against the iPad. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells
Fargo. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You think that, speaking of being reminded, that titillation isn't big-time business? Harvey Levin,
yeah,
who is the founder of TMZ, and the person that you see if you watch that TMZ show on Fox, is going to start a daily sort of what they've described as multi-platform. The,
I love that term, by the way.
A vignette.
Multi-platform.
Well, basically, it's the big gossip stories of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's described as unfiltered, honest, and humorous. A look at the world of celebrity and celebrities. So who would be, I mean, it's, they're not.
Probably. So you know what they're going to talk about today?
What?
I'll fill you in because we have the scoop. Brad and Angelina Jolie are getting married.
Now, what for?
Finally, after all these years.
Why? Why would we? I mean, I guess I could say, why would we care? People care because...
People care. It's going to be the wedding of the century. Are you kidding?
The wedding of the century. I thought that was the prince and princess.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was the wedding.
Oh. This will be the new wedding of the century.
The new wedding of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The wedding of the decade.
Exactly.
Okay. Wedding of the year.
We'll go with decade. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. So Jennifer has a television... stories coming up here. Roberta not around, so I suggested that you go to Phil Lempert's box at DougStefan.com and see where he goes through a lot of strategies for saving money at the grocery store, coupons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You want to check that out. There also are, we have some deals on food and wine packages for celebrity cruises if you check out Tom Parsons' space at DougStefan.com as well. And then moving, we got a lot of movement because today is Andrea's Day, Andrea Metcalf, the art of moving on, discussed. We'll get into detail on that in about, I don't know. By the way, did we find, in another half hour or so for those of you who stick around. So, Michael, did we find out who won? The America's Got Talent thing was so boring.
Well, these are the semifinals.
We zoned out.
The semifinalists are Snap Boogie, Sandow Trio, Russian Bar, Anna Graceman, and the Miami All-Stars.
Huh?
Yeah.
Them?
Yep.
Want to run through that list again, please?
Snap Boogie.
Snap Boogie.
Sandow Trio, Russian Bar.
Sandow Trio, what?
Russian Bar.
All the same group.
Yes, that's one term, one phrase.
Yeah.
Anna Graceman.
Anna Graceman.
And the Miami All-Stars.
So, Sandow Trio, Russian Bar, is that a group?
Yes.
They lose just because of their name. Right?
Yeah. I think you have to have a weird, funny name to win the show, because obviously that's what everybody's doing.
Oh. So Anna Graceman has no choice, has no chance whatsoever.
No chance. No way.
No.
Get a name, lady.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce something into our mix here of conversation that will play on for a while. There is a commentary in the Journal of the American Medical Association that poignantly says parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody of their children.
Wow.
Who agrees with that statement? 800-510-8255. Do you agree or disagree with the American Medical Association's premise that you are a bad parent if you have obese children, and therefore you deserve to lose custody of your children? 800-510-8255.
Would you lose custody of your children if they become smokers?
That's another, yeah.
If they drink at parties?
Any of these things, I'm just making a note here. Yeah. At what point do you lose control? If you've lost control of your child, then do you lose control of the child? 800-510-8255, eating, smoking, drinking, whatever. Is this a good argument? And there have been some pretty interesting arguments put forth in the journal for removing a child from the parent's custody over this. 800-510-8255. The growing problem of obese child, there's a story in here. An obese child became healthier after she was taken away from her parents. So they make the case, they make the argument,
mentally
and
healthier
then
or physically
give you
healthier.
An example of when this happened. Take the child away that was obese, child becomes fit, and therefore case closed. Is it that easy? 800-510-8255. So this is government, though, coming in and deciding if it's going to be if it's going to be custody issue, it's got to be legally done, and it's got to be done by the state. Comes in and says, okay, your child is fat, we're taking her away from you. Or him.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I don't know. I don't know how mentally that would affect the kid. I mean, maybe physically it might help. Mm. But instead of worrying about that, can't we do like a baby step and make sure that they're not killing like PE programs from schools?
Well, they
government.
Are. They are doing that. Government
I know.
Is doing that.
That's what I mean. If government's so worried about this, why don't they make sure that we're all doing exercise every year of our education?
Mm-hmm. 800. I think it's you're perfectly focused on this. I would like to hear from a caller or two or three or four who thinks this is a good idea or a bad idea to give the government this kind of power. Excuse me, to intrude into your personal life. That's what it is. Your life, your child. Government says your child's too fat. We're taking him or her away from you. They're coming to take him away.
Ah. Oh, my.
800-510-8255. That's pretty groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
very ground. All right, so we'll deal with that as we may. I think Andrea would be interested in talking about that. I think there's a lot of under the surface stuff there in that discussion. As far as special discussions are concerned, you think Oprah Winfrey can save her own network?
Get it?
Got
it.
Did
it again.
Yes, I know I did it again. And why? Okay, so then let's ask, that's a 2020 television quiz question. Can Oprah Winfrey save her own network? What does her own network mean? 800-510-8255. Do you know what it means? It's kind of a duh.
It's a play on words.
Question. Of course it is a play on words. All right. Can Oprah save her own? What is her own? 800-510-8255. Swell prize from the Doug Stephan Prize Closet for the person that I have not spoken to before who figures out what the nuance is to this question. Can Oprah Winfrey save her own network? Clever. Own network. Got it?
Look at you. You're so proud. I love it.
800-510-8255. A lot of discussion in the past couple of months about whether conversation radio, some of the issue-oriented radio programs, has become too extreme. Too extreme. We have some hosts who are trying to hold themselves up as the new model for the way things ought to be. And this program is not aimed at, we're not into the controversies of the normal political and issue-oriented. Well, I mean, I'm happy to have fun with the issues where we can, because that's important. But when it comes right down to the extremities, and that's really what it is, the left and the right, some people think that we have gone too far. And so there is a new interest in people who are in the middle. The reason I bring that up is because Nancy Grace is always used as an example of an extremist who's on television who does fairly well. And the reason she does fairly well is because she's extreme. The reason Rush Limbaugh...
She resonates with some people, but that doesn't mean... You know, it annoys me when people blame her for everything. It's just turn the channel. I don't really love Glenn Beck. Do I ever watch him on TV?
Not anymore. He's not on TV anymore.
But right. Did I ever watch him on TV?
Nancy Grace would be good if she were vacated, as far as I'm concerned. I find her... It's like fingernails on the blackboard listening to her for me. Mm-hmm. But that's me. And I do what Jennifer says. Click!
Yeah, turn the channel.
Right. So she has, by the way, become more of a focus because of her, as some of the trades have said, owning the Casey Anthony story. Mm-hmm. She's been on it since it happened. She's been on it for years. Years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, she's been following it forever.
Yeah. All right. So whether or not talk radio and some of the stuff on television is powered by pungent, hyper-opinionated personalities, is that the right thing? Or do we need people who are more... Who are better personalities and have perhaps a less partisan point of view when it comes to discussing the issues of the day. And one of these issues that a lot of people ought to be on to today is whether or not obese children should be taken away from their parents. Mm-hmm. Talk about that in a minute or two. And Jennifer, give us the story on what's going on with the OWN network and... Also, we've got the Simon Cowell thing. All right. First, though, a thought about your aches and pains. Have a special offer to listeners of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can get your free sample of Salon Pause by going to DougSteffen.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. If you want to stop the pain that you have at the site of the pain, then you need Salon Pause. You can order a free sample today at DougSteffen.com. Why would you want to do that? Because nothing has ever been proven to beat the pain without a prescription the way Salon Pause does. It's that simple, that easy. It's recommended by doctors. You can get over to DougSteffen.com, order a free sample of Salon Pause right now. Or if you're looking for relief right now, go to your local superstore, go to your local drugstore, pick up a 5-count box, Salon Pause. The free samples are, they're sort of proof positive. They believe, and we believe, that this is a program that will work. And what better way to find out than to get a free patch? And you do that by going to the Salon Pause button at DougSteffen.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain... nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255. So the question is whether or not parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody because the children are, in fact, obese. Kay listens in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Kay. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hi.
It's 3:30 up here in Fairbanks. I just got back inside from gardening. I caught part of your show. I don't think that government should be allowed to legislate anything at all to do with family life. It's this old story of a camel's nose in the tent. Instead, the family together should go out and do some hard physical service. It'll save them gym costs, and they'll get some together time with their child for free.
Mm-hmm.
Or parents could go and do the community service, picking up trash or digging gardens, something to help them lose weight, because likely they're overweight too.
Yeah.
Or they can suffer by monitoring their child sweating in the sun.
Sweating in the sun.
That's right.
What is the camel in the tent story? I don't know that one.
Well, it's just an old American saying that if you start something such as government interference, it will find a way into the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay, got it. That makes good sense, yeah. And in terms of the exercising and that sort of thing, yeah, you have to have some feel for what it is that's important to you along. If you're a parent, why would you be interested in your child's health and longevity? And never mind the government. What do you need the government to focus on that? What I got most out of your call is that it's 3:30 in the morning and it's
and
sunlight.
And
you're gardening. That's what I love about Alaska at this time of year.
Yes, I am.
Good for you, Kay. Thanks for the call. Dave in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the sun is shining as well. All right, so what about the government and children who are obese? What do you think, David?
I have to agree with the previous caller. The government has no business being in taking kids away from us. We don't have the facilities for it. We really need to educate the parents, and I understand the parents might be obese, but indeed education is definitely what needs to happen there.
Now, what do you look like, Dave? What kind of shape are you in?
I'm about 230 and 5'7", and husky. I would say I'm not...
You're overweight at 230.
As far as the insurance tables go, I'm morbidly obese.
Yeah.
I used to be a weightlifter, and so I would take bridle with that, but that's all right.
What about your children? What do they look like?
Height and weight proportional, definitely.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
My wife's a medical professional. Mm-hmm. She's,
she married you because you're a bodybuilder or a weightlifter, and now look at you.
Yeah, and she still fits in the flight suit that she was originally suited for 15 years ago.
There you go.
Say that, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now you're right about that. All right, thanks for the input. Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
The video of the day at DougStefan.com is a first look at Simon Cowell's new show, The X Factor.
Big preview. Yeah, this is what ran during the All-Star game, if you missed it, Fox this week.
Yeah, and so what did you think?
It looks good. You know, they make it kind of tough and fun. It looks a little different than American Idol.
Yeah.
It's worth a check out. Yeah. I'm excited about
when
the show.
When does it start?
It'll be great. It starts in September, I think, around the 19th or 20th.
Not till then.
We have some time.
Getting excited about that. All right, what's going on with Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey has ousted Christina Norman, who is the old CEO of the OWN Network.
Which is?
The Oprah Winfrey Network.
OWN, get it? OWN, get it?
Oprah's OWN.
Get it?
And she's taking the reins because they need a little extra push. So Oprah is the new CEO. She'll be doing day-to-day operations of that network. Big stuff. I wonder when the last time was that she had a position like that.
Well, she started Harpo.
Good for her for being hands-on.
Yeah, right.
In other news, Dougie, big bombshell from Glee. They've made the announcement that they're going to stay true to life time-wise, and they're going to eliminate the characters of Leah Michelle, Corey Monteith, and Chris Colfer. They're going to all graduate next year, so next year will be their last season on Glee. They'll be bringing in a new cast. So they're not going to do the I'm in high school for 20 years scenario. Bummer, I know, if you like them.
That's reality television at its finest. Right.
Shaquille O'Neal has a new job, according to the Huffington Post. He is going to be on TNT Inside the NBA. He's joining Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson.
Yeah, maybe we can use Nancy Grace. Put her on there.
For basketball?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Bounce her around. 51 after the hour.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now it's 53 after the hour. In service are we, Better Living, with Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on many, many stations, hundreds of stations around the country. Go to moneypit.com. He's on television a lot. He has such a beautiful face and figure. Two more legs, he'd look like Trigger. You remember that old joke from whenever we were kids? So we are doing a lot of posting of your material at DougStefan.com.
Yeah, I noticed that. Very exciting, yes.
All right. So one of the things that you have this week is a solution for dealing with mold that is good for both you and the environment. You want to give us a little teaser. If you want more information on this, folks, just go to the bottom of the Better Living box where Tom's solutions are usually in print. So what's the story with this?
Well, you know, there's a lot of new products out to deal with this, but there are some pretty cool solutions that are very environmentally friendly today. I mean, one of them is called Wet and Forget. You spray it on, like if you have mold or mildew or algae that is on a sidewalk or a patio or your siding. You spray this on, let it sit, and then it basically breaks down and washes away over time, and it stays on the material so that you don't have to come back and do it quite so frequently again. There's another one out called Crud Cutter that if you want something to happen
Crud
really fast,
Cutter?
Crud Cutter.
Whoa, I like that.
K-U-T-T-E-R, yep.
Crud Cutter.
This is good stuff, man. They have a bunch of different varieties, but they've got an outside siding cleaner that if you want it to go away quick, you wet down any landscaping underneath this, then you spray it on the algae.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, you come back, blast it right away.
Crud Cutter.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the time of year where you start to get a lot of this algae growth, a lot of this real nastiness on your house. And if you've got a lot of shade, it's more frequent if you have shade. Now, sometimes we get this on the roof. Did you ever notice, Doug, that, and I'm sure up in New England you see this a lot, where you have copper flashing that's on chimneys and you get these sort of
green
streaks
underneath?
Well, that's because the water washes off the copper and a little bit of mildicide gets released as part of that, and that actually cleans the roof. So if you have a mossy roof and you clean it once, put a piece of copper flashing across the ridge down the peak, and then as the rain hits it, it constantly lets out a little bit of that metal and keeps the roof clean.
All right. Now, there's also we carried in the Better Living box a list of household products that are most likely to break down. What does that mean, break down?
Yeah, that was a report that came out just last week from Consumer Reports, and they did a lot of testing and were trying to determine what products were more repair-prone than others. And so some of them would be no surprise. When you talk about computers and that sort of things, they break a lot. But things like refrigerators that have ice makers are twice as likely to break down as those that do not have
really
ice makers. Yep, that's very common. And as far as appliances are concerned, concerned front-loading washers break down more frequently than top-loaders.
No kidding.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a decision you're going to want to make when you're thinking about buying a new appliance. And also on MoneyPit.com, if you search repair or replace, we came up with a chart that helps you figure out whether or not you should fix something that breaks or just throw it out.
And what would be an example of that?
Well, it depends on the age, and it depends on the replacement cost, and it depends on the life expectancy. So you can balance those three things. So if you have a refrigerator that's, say, you know, 10 years old, and we say that you should spend up to 50% of that money of the cost of a new one on a repair, and the repair cost comes in more than that, then you throw it out. If it comes in less than that, then you fix it.
So, Tom's, we have connected. A lot of these better living tips come from the Money Pit website. That's the idea for you to get cross-pollinated, if you will. There's a very interesting story about paint, new paints that will keep your home healthy. You might want to check that out as well at DougStephan.com, the Better Living Box. John in New York, one of the people listening, you can send an email to Tom at MoneyPit.com or you can send it to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. Tom has a house that lost power. Found one of the circuit breakers had tripped. He reset the breaker, tripped again. He unplugged everything on the circuit, tried to reset the breaker, still pops. What's his problem?
Yeah, I love this. You know, he wants to know, why is it doing that? Well, it's doing its job, John. There's something wrong with the circuit, man.
Put in a bigger fuse.
No, it's not that. It's not that, Doug. It's this breaker is designed to turn the circuit off if something is shorting.
Right.
It's probably stopping your house from burning.
But he can't figure out what it is that's shorting out.
Why? So what do you do? Well, if I'm John, I'm calling an electrician.
You are.
John, you know,
right.
John's obviously not, you know, going to do this himself.
Uh-uh.
But where would this most likely happen? Well, first of all, you'd probably look at every connection on the circuit. You'd look at the outlets. You'd look at the back of the breaker. You know, when I was a home inspector, I can't tell you how many times opening up those panels and examining those breakers, I could hear the arcing and the sparking behind them. You know? I've pulled them out once in a while and found the backs burned out. So something is going on internally, John.
I love these people who put a penny in behind the fuse.
Duh.
That's always a great way. You want to have a nice fire, try that out for size, folks. Tom Kreitler from themoneypit.com on Good Day.